Oh, the jingles are so well known. When you and your housemate or your family are sitting down to watch some TV, how many ads about junk food do you come across? Some are funny, some are shot beautifully, they look great, and it makes eating fast food feel, oh, wholesome in some ways. But it might be a concern to you if you've got kids. Watching your weekend with your kids playing sport, the fast food logos aren't just on the TV, they're on the playing jerseys, they're on the shorts, because they're in there sponsoring community sport. Independent MP Dr. Sophie Scumps is pushing the federal government to ban junk food advertising to children to address the dietary problems, the ongoing health problems that she sees. Formerly as a GP, Sophie Scumps also believes this would make a big difference to reducing pressure on our health system. Leanne Ellison is an accredited practicing dietitian with Nutrition Australia and is based in Canberra. Leanne Ellison, many of us who have children can also see how pervasive the junk food advertising is. And I mean, I'll admit it, every now and then I've gone for it when we were a bit short in the cupboard. But how extensive now and pervasive are junk food ads in your view?
Oh, look, Adam, they've always been a problem. First of all, thanks for having me, by the way.
Oh, thanks for being on. Yes, I skipped through that. So I appreciate your time, especially given you're probably juggling a lot this morning too.
No, all good. Kids off to school, everything fine. It's been a problem for many years. And this has been, I've been working as a public health dietitian for over 20 years, Adam. And it's been a problem since I first started. So we've been banging this drum for a very long time. And I just think it's really great to see Sophie making a stand. And maybe we could get something happening here.
Well, just on the amount of time you and other health professionals have been banging the drum, how much does that say about the strength, the power of the companies who churn out the burgers and the fast chicken and also make it quite attractive to do so?
Yeah, it's huge. It's, you know, multi-million dollar industry, and it's, that's, you know, primarily the main challenge here is that that's what it is. And I think that, you know, advertising, it's where we're first exposed. It's where children are first exposed often to some of these businesses and types of foods, and just bombarded. And, you know, I recognise that, yes, sometimes this can in court be part of a healthy diet, but when you're consistently bombarded from all angles, the challenges are huge.
So how often do you come across it in your work, but also in the research that demonstrates the advertising that is, well, online now, popping up in feeds that people have on their online media, that it affects eating choices and then obviously affects people's diets detrimentally?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a combination, is it? It's TV, it's online. I mean, some of the stats that we have for primary school age children, our children aged 5 to 8 years, they watch around 80 minutes of television a day, and they're exposed to well over 800 advertisements of food advertising each year on free-to-air television. So think about how many of that is a day that they're constantly exposed to. And it is those younger children that probably watch the TV more than the older ones. And then the older children, like my children, the teens, they're constantly on social media and they spend a lot of time on a range of social media platforms where there are consistent pop-up ads of unhealthy foods that they're being confronted with. And so they don't escape it. It's everywhere.
No,
it's everywhere. And of course, the sports is a whole other kettle of fish.
So unless you've got a mum or a dad or a guardian like you who understands dietary-wise what's healthy and what's not, how much could this push nowadays lots of families into making unhealthy choices through no fault of their own, but then having longer-term impacts on their health?
Oh, it really is a problem. And I think, you know, again, back to some of the stats, we know that Australians, they spend more than half of their food budget, their household food budget, on unhealthy food and drinks. And so, and around 27% of the food budget is spent on whether it's eating out or fast foods. So, you know, the average person it's very available. It's promoted so much in front of us and it's making up a considerable part of our diet. And we know that unhealthy food and drinks make up around 35% of our total food energy intake. And that's up around 40-odd% for your adolescents.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what that's doing, Adam, is it's those poor food choices. It's increasing our risks of obesity and overweight, but it's also decreasing, particularly our children's intake of healthy foods that they need for their growth, development, well-being, and ability to learn.
That's a plasticity plastic brain that's still developing at adolescence too. Presumably it also affects those longer-term choices of a younger person?
Absolutely. And we know that around one in four kids at the moment are considered either overweight or obese, but that increases as they get older. So for older people, it's around four in five of us, you know, over, say, 50 years of age are either overweight or obese. And so, you know, we're setting up unhealthy habits that have long-lasting effects and increases their risk of chronic diseases such as heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancers, and so on. And so one of these, it's multifactorial. There's so many things that we can be doing. But one thing that Sophie Scamps has identified, which is actually something the government has within their grasp that they can do, is develop a policy and take some action on how we are advertising and promoting these unhealthy foods, particularly to children.
At 3 minutes to nine, you're listening to practicing dietitian Leanne Elliston. She's with Nutrition Australia, based in Canberra, and I wonder whether you would welcome a restriction to all the ads, glossy, catchy as they are, for fast food, particularly at family time on TV, but also the pop-up ads online. Do you welcome that? Do you see that as overreach, as it's often called? 1-300-681-666 is the phone number to weigh in. I mean, some comments this morning, Leanne Elliston, have pointed to the restriction in some quarters of gambling advertising during kids' TV time. If Sophie Scamps is trying to make a difference here, is that a model that she and other MPs could look to?
Absolutely. Looking at, you know, the restrictions in alcohol, restrictions in cigarettes, you know, I think the unhealthy food and drinks certainly fits within that room of possibility. And we've seen it work in other areas. And so it is a tool that the government has, a very handy tool that they could actually use that can make a big difference.
Is there a likely pushback and then workaround that the fast food industry would take in terms of trying to advertise just outside of, for example, mandated black ban times where you have a blackout of any of that sort of advertising? And how ongoing do you think that push by the industry would be to counter any sort of change to this?
Yeah, look, I think there's always going to be a pushback from industry, no matter what you do, wherever you have controls, and they'll find a way to still advertise through some other means. But at the end of the day, it is making it harder, it is making it more challenging, and it is making children less exposed to those unhealthy food and drinks. They're always going to be exposed in some form or other.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we can have some greater restrictions, I mean, there is this self-regulation model at the moment.
What's that worth? What's that worth, Leanne Elliston?
Well, it's a bit like the fox looking after the chicken coop, actually, Adam. I mean, really, I don't think it's working. We still see junk food ads being advertised at prime time. They might be, you know, put it under the guise of, oh yeah, but we're really targeting adults during this time. But children are still watching these ads as well. So, and they're still being exposed. So, one does have to question whether that is an effective tool. It needs a bit more strong policy action.
So we'll see if the policy is going to be proposed and actually get support for this next couple of years, but it certainly is on many people's radar. Thank you for explaining why you would welcome this move and potential restriction on fast food advertising today, Leanne.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me, Adam.
Plenty of thoughts from you as well. I'll get to those on 0467 922 666. That was Leanne Elliston, practicing dietitian with Nutrition Australia. Time for the news.